So actually, I have a case that I wanted to throw out to you, a real patient who's being managed right now in practice, a patient who was 52 years old, Matt, and presents with hyperosmolar coma and a glucose of 676. And actually, the oncologist told me that the endocrinologist spent the whole night in the hospital because they don't have house staff in the community setting and, you know, managing the patient for hyperosmolar coma. Patient goes home, being treated with insulin, comes back a few weeks later, hyperosmolar state again. This time, they work the patient up. He's got a pancreatic mass, quote, a glucagonoma in the mid-pancreas. So they send the patient for surgery. However, when the patient is opened up, they find that the mass is adherent to the abdominal aorta, cannot be resected, comes back to the oncologist, and the oncologist wants to know, what might you do in this situation? And is there even a role possibly for radiation therapy in this localized situation?
So I think this case brings up two issues. One is, are the secretory symptoms. And it sounds like in this case, the high blood sugar levels are probably related to glucagon secretion. That's probably a relatively easy problem to fix with octreotide. Octreotide will work and will decrease the glucagon secretion, and some of those blood sugars should get better. So I think that patient can probably be stabilized. The more difficult question then is where to go next. If your goal really is to shrink the tumor, you might think about chemotherapy. Although frankly, there are very limited data on, quote, neoadjuvant therapy in these patients prior to resection. We're really not sure if that works. Short of that, probably going to one of the targeted agents would make sense here.
When you say chemotherapy, now this oncologist actually started streptozotocin. What would you use in this situation?
Streptozotocin-based therapies would be considered the classic. The response rates are not unreasonable, somewhere between 30 and 40%. There's another alkylating agent, temozolomide, that has also been shown to be active, might be a little bit better tolerated. So I think either of those options would be quite reasonable.
So Emily, what about radiation therapy in a patient like this?
Yeah, I think it's a really good question, and I think it's fair to say that the role of radiation in this disease remains extremely poorly characterized. I personally have used it in selected cases, usually in the setting of bleeding that's uncontrolled in an unresectable tumor, but I think there's just very, very limited data for the role of radiation.
So Bert, what about temozolomide? And also there have been some reports of temozolomide capecitabine.
Yeah, I've used both. I think in the patient you're discussing where perhaps response might have benefits down the road, like being able to get the patient resected, I think combination therapy would make some sense. There are no comparative data of single versus combinations, not for temozolomide anyway, so we don't really know what the true added benefit of capecitabine is there, but certainly fluoropyrimidines are active agents for this disease, and I think that combination would make a lot of sense for the patient we're talking about now. I also would consider radiation for someone like this. We have seen radiation responses. I think there's been sort of a dogma over time that these are not radiation sensitive tumors, but I don't think that's absolutely true. I think we've seen good responses in many situations, bone mets, localized pancreatic disease with radiation.
So what about this issue of octreotide in terms of, actually, I thought it was only used for diarrhea. What other syndromes or symptoms would you use it for? Matt?
So the classic indication is carcinoid syndrome, which is not only diarrhea, but also flushing related presumably to serotonin hypersecretion. In pancreatic neuroendocrine tumors, you can get a variety of symptoms related to hormone secretion. Can include diarrhea. Patients with gastrinoma, for example, will benefit from octreotide, as will those with hypersecretion of vasoactive intestinal peptide, VIPomas, and the patients with glucagonoma, like we just discussed.